Podbot.ai.
As a dog trainer, there are specific commands that I recommend to each and every dog. While practicing tips and basic commands, it is important to be aware of some dog training mistakes that people make. While having a trained dog is different from having a well-balanced one, teaching a dog's basic dog training commands can help in dealing with behavioral problems, regardless if there are existing ones or ones that might come up in the future. While taking classes may benefit you and your pup, there are plenty of dog training commands that you can teach your dog right at home. You might be teaching your canine the most common dog commands, but you will find that you need assistance with other commands. After you have brought your new pup home, or adopted a new friend, you will want to teach him or her some basic dog commands. Teaching a dog to sit is one of the most fundamental dog commands you can teach your pup, making it an excellent starter. Sitting is one of the first handful of dog obedience commands that you will want to teach your puppy beyond the very basics. Whether you are training a younger puppy or a mature dog, sit is an easy one to teach. One of the most basic commands, the sit gives your dog time out, helps him or her to control his or her urges in places such as crosswalks, and trains his or her social manners when meeting new people. Once a dog knows the sit or down commands, you can begin training her to stay in these positions. This command is taught by asking a dog to sit down first, placing the treat near his nose, then giving him the command to remain and take several steps back. Once your dogs are patient enough to remain, now is the time to get him to come when called. When your dogs actually do come on command, be sure to reward them with lots of good boys, girls treats and lots of petting. Give your dog treats or praise, and repeat this drill until he/she has learned to sit. Once dogs have learned how to sit, we then deliver the command, sit followed by the treat until the dogs do not need to be tempted anymore. When the dogs are sitting naturally, expose your hand palms facing your dogs, and then give the stay command. Train your dog to remain and to sit at the same time, so that they will know to differentiate the two commands. If you do not train your dog to understand you are going to let him or her out of the stay command, they will not know how long to comply before they are allowed out. If you allow too long between commands and responses, your dog is not necessarily going to immediately learn to obey commands, and that kind of behavior could erode the commands that you are trying to teach him. If you are telling your dog to sit or stay, but never telling them when that command is over, you are essentially leaving your dog to determine when he is okay doing something different. Hopefully, your canine will stop following you, sit, and remain where you are, thereby successfully ending a training command. Once your puppy is constantly moving away from that first treat, and giving you eye contact while saying the command, you are ready to step things up a notch, give the dog a treat as it is getting closer, and make sure you use the good word as a reinforcer. Then, hold the treat near her nose, but not near close enough that she can grab it. Start simply saying her dog's name followed by the word come, then hold out the treat as soon as she gets close. Starting from a base of dog commands will help your dog gain confidence, which is invaluable when she moves on to more advanced dog training techniques. The sharpness of your dog's mind will influence how quickly your dog will pick up on the things you are teaching him, but if you are inconsistent in breaking down commands and walking your dog through every step, it will be difficult for him to pick up on the new, more complex training commands. If you regularly use commands, they will naturally learn, especially if you have another dog who is trained. Whether you are training your dogs on their own or taking them to obedience classes, teaching them these basic commands should begin on the day they arrive home with you. As you spend more time with your dogs at the barn, you are likely to think of additional commands you will use to help keep your dogs safe, or to make your life easier. DDG has put together a list of 10 essential dog commands we believe every pet owner needs to know. After this, we will explain how you can start teaching your dogs
training commands, as well as share some useful tips and tricks to speed the process up. First, we are teaching the pre-heeled, which is where a dog learns to walk beside us and sit down. Once we begin using the reward-based system, the dog cannot grab a treat though, because he is in the natural sitting position, which allows the dog to raise his head for following a treat, and that is when you finally deliver this command, with the reward accompanied and showing the affection to the dog.
This was the top 10 commands every dog should know, by the top 10 commands every dog should know, and this was episode number 1. My name is Willard Wilson, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.